Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this week. My first guest, first time we've talked to him since he retired, Maury Povich will be joining us. Birthday greetings going out to 82-year-old Chubby Checkers, who will be on the show, with a book called Crash Detectives about airplanes. Christina Negroni will be joining us. Actress and author Roma Downing. From Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, formerly with Yes, now with a brand new CD out, Trevor Ravine, and a soprano opera legend, Renee Fleming. And then we'll talk about finances in our lifestyle segment with Jason Tartik. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily, but my first guest this first hour will be coming up after a quick break, and that is Maury Povich.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is a longtime friend of our show, and I tell you, he couldn't be a better guest. Of course, he does what I do for a living, which is interview people, so it's always nice to have someone on the show like that. He's a terrific guy. He's been doing three consecutive shows in a row since 1986. Joining us right now, Maury Povich. Hi, Maury. How are you, my friend?
Ron. Nice to talk to the best voice in radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Coming from you, that's the supreme compliment. But I got to tell you, congratulations. You and I have not chatted since you announced that you are going to retire and spend a little bit more time with Connie, your wife.
I know, Ron. It's interesting. I told my staff when they announced it. I said, guys, I thought I was set for assisted living. Oh gosh. Oh wow. Well, I tell you, I'm very grateful because they tried to count it up, and they're now apparently somewhere between 75 and 80 talk shows in the cemetery since I started. So
wow.
It's a very delicate business. I mean, it's like a crapshoot.
And you did something that I admire, because people ask me all the time, you know, who's your favorite person to talk to? And I always say it's somebody that makes it happen. Back in the 60s and 70s, ladies and gentlemen, this man had a two-hour live news talk show titled Panorama. And this was before all of this 24-hour cable news stuff that's going on now.
Right.
To turn around and do every day a strip show, 2 hours live, on issues was very cavalier, right. Maury. Really was.
Well, it was back in the day, and we're talking about the 1960s and 70s. You have to understand, there was no CNN.
No.
There was no, nobody on the networks were doing anything before the nightly news at 6:30. So there was this huge gap between the Today Show and the nightly news, and in Washington, D.C., we came on with this two-hour show, a very newsy kind of a Today Show program that we did. And the good news was that because there was nothing on, you had the White House watching you, you had every federal agency watching you, everybody on Capitol Hill watched you, so you could get on the show all these people who were making news and making history every day. And that was fascinating for me. And then, of course, I left town and I went to Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco to anchor the newscast out there. And so the show finally ended in the mid-1980s because cable news came on.
But the fact of the matter is, it was at a time when that kind of programming was, like, unbelievable. I mean,
and the best part about it, Ron, was, I mean, you have to understand, it's one of the reasons why I left Washington. We had, starting from the assassination of John Kennedy to the assassination of Martin Luther King to the anti-war riots because of the Vietnam War.
Yes.
To Watergate.
Right.
It was the most fascinating, tumultuous time in the nation's capital. I mean, I started my career at Andrews Air Force Base on radio covering the return of Jackie Kennedy and that bloodied dress of hers from Dallas. And from that moment on through Watergate, then that's over a 10-year period, it was the place to be for television and radio news. And fortunately, I was there and I was in the middle of it. And there's not been a decade since then to me that was as fascinating and tumultuous as that decade.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's important to note here that the technology, even though state-of-the-art of that time, was compared to today very archaic.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, for instance, in TV, all of our reports were on film.
Right.
That means you had to shoot the film. Then you had to take the film in a black roll, in a black fabric bag. You had to have a courier deliver it to the television station.
Mm-hmm.
The television station then had to put it through a developer, which took over an hour to get 8 minutes of film. And then it had to be edited the way a movie film is edited, and then put on a projector and put on TV. That's how archaic it was.
And I think it's important to note, fire had not yet been invented yet at that time. That's how archaic.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, in the beginning, there was no tape. I mean, there was no such thing as tape.
No, no. Of course. And the cameras were about the size of a television, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they were on big tripods. Now, over the years, you had a lot of different shows, but you had a show really kind of dealt with DNA. Very interesting concept. You are always changing the format of the show to make it appealing. Tell us about that, okay?
What we found out was that the viewers are as interested in DNA as, you know, the guests.
Sure.
In terms of what is going on. And so, therefore, we have, if you've wondered about your ancestry, if you've wondered about your heritage, your genealogy, whether it be from Europe or Africa or East Asia or the Americas, both North and South America, you can go and get this heritage test, and it will trace your heritage. I mean, you know, we know where our parents are from. We know maybe our grandparents, maybe even our great-grandparents. But then it's kind of, you know, foggy after that. So we partnered with the DNA diagnostics people, who the ones who are testing, and they're... There's a swab involved, and it's fascinating. We've had staff members who've done it, and they found out, you know, they had European ancestry where they never thought they did, or they have South American ancestry they never thought they did. I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, I would love to go through something like that, but being of Sicilian descent, I would be afraid that I would be imprisoned shortly after that. So.
There you go.
I've got to stay away from it. I can't partake in that. Do you still have the newspaper that you launched back in 2007?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool
is
that?
Yeah, it's been terrific. It's called the Flathead Beacon. It's in the northwest part of Montana near Glacier, and it's a great area. It's the most beautiful area in the country. And Connie and I started a weekly newspaper called the Flathead Beacon.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was almost 10 years ago, and it's been voted the best newspaper in the state, the best website in the state. It's a terrific paper. It's run by these young people who've come out of the University of Montana Journalism School, and they've been able to give such an even-handed approach to journalism. I'm so excited. Every single politician, every single elected official in the state loves our newspaper, and it doesn't matter whether they're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, it doesn't matter, because they know we're a fair and balanced paper.
How cool is that? Going back to the roots of a small-time newspaper. By the way, a big gift made a few years back to your alma mater, University of Pennsylvania, for the Kelly's Writer's House, and then again, writer in residence, the contribution that you made with the Povich Fund to the support of journalism at universities. That's fantastic. Now, I do remember you telling me, and this I always found fascinating, because Maury's from a family of media people. Your father worked at the Washington Post in the sports department for 75 years. That's staggering, Maury.
It's remarkable. Shirley Povich was a sports columnist of the Washington Post for 75 years. He was brought to Washington as a caddy for the owner of the Washington Post, who gave him a job when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
He worked at the paper until he was 92. He wrote his last column, his sports column, in 1998, the day before he died. So therefore, his column and his obituary appeared next to each other in the Washington Post the next day. He was a remarkable man. He and Red Smith were probably the finest sports writers of their time. I learned everything about journalism at his knee.
Wow. I got the chills when you said that. That fascinating career. But you certainly are matching that with more than two decades on the air, and that does not include all of the years you spent behind a microphone in a radio station. Maury, I couldn't be happier for your success. And I might add again, ladies and gentlemen, that after all the years as Maury Povich, his last few years, they shortened the name to just Maury. You know, like they did with Elvis and Cher. They just go down to one word. Your enduring power and your success with so many shows in broadcasting over many years, and you earned it. And, you know, it's because of your empathy and professionalism with the audience, Maury. I'm convinced of that 100%.
Well, thanks so much, Ron. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, too. Please send my best to Connie, okay?
I sure will.
And now that you're retired, please don't be a stranger around here. We'd always love to have you on the air.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it, always. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Maury. Our very special guest, our friend, Maury Povich, and we wish him well on his retirement after a stellar career in the broadcasting business. Yet to come on the show today, Chubby Checker will be joining us. Christina Negroni with a book about airplanes, actress and author Roma Downey. From Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, former member of Yes, with a new solo CD, Trevor Rabin, and soprano opera legend Renee Fleming and Jason Tartick. And we want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to the site, right there on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show and archive shows on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Ron Segi today. And this past October 3rd, our next guest turned 82 years old. He's sounding great. He's still performing. And, of course, you all know his music. Happy 82nd birthday, Chubby Checker. That's the voice of our next guest, a gentleman that I think I first met back in around 1970-71. We've been friends ever since. He's quite a guy. He looks like he did, you know, many, many years ago. He's never changed. Joining us right now is the man that made the dance famous, Chubby Checker. How you doing, Chubby? Happy 82nd birthday.
How are you, and how you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great, Chubby, and it's so glad to have you here. I think it's been a couple of 3 years since we've seen each other. You were down here in Orlando, and I think, Chubby, at that time, you were performing at a show at Universal Studios.
I was lucky enough to be there before the groundbreaking of that thing, and I just, it's really very special.
Chubby, we have caught up in a lot of cities, one of which being Cleveland. That's the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and also the start of rock and roll, a gentleman that you knew very well, Alan Freed, who was from Cleveland.
Alan Freed being born in that town, kind of exciting. I never really knew that. What Alan Freed did was this. In the 50s, we were young kids. In fact, in 1955, I was 14. In fact, in 1955, I was 13. And all the black singers could never get their music played on the radio because pop radio wouldn't play their music. And Alan Freed made these movies of all of our favorite singers for the white and the black kids. And you could only hear their music in the movies because they weren't playing on the radio unless they were covered by somebody. And when Alan Freed said he would only play the original song, and because of that, Alan Freed became the Piper of rock and roll. And white kids and black kids loved him to death. And he gave us that thrill in rock and roll that we wouldn't have gotten without Alan Freed.
Very true.
And because of that, we honor him from our young days and pay respects to Alan Freed, no matter what the end of the outcome was. But when he did it for the young kids' emotions and their imaginations. Alan Freed brought that alive, and the Hall of Fame is in his town. It's fine with me.
Now, Chubby, you have had the honor of having so many accolades sent your way because of the impression that you made, great impression that you made in the early 60s. You know, it's amazing. We were driving down the street the other day, and I was telling my wife, I said, you know, it's the only song, The Twist, to be on the charts two different years, 1960, 1962. It has never been done like that before. It's amazing.
Well, it's because Zsa Zsa Gabor went to the Peppermint Lounge 18 months after that song was number one, and went to the Peppermint Lounge in New York, and Joey D was on stage before they became the Starlighters, was playing the only Twist songs there were. If it wasn't Hank Ballard's one song of The Twist, everything else was mine, and we had three albums out.
Gosh, isn't that something?
And Zsa Zsa went on the stage, and she did The Twist. She did The Twist in a club with some people in there, and Earl Wilson, the famous columnist in New York, got a picture of her and wrote about it in the articles. And the next day, it was The Twist was a rebirth on this song. And I was in the same place I am now. I was in Kansas. I'm in Kansas right now. And someone says, your record's big. You're going to be a big star. I went, oh, I can't feel that. But I came home and that record was playing, the same song that I made 18 months before. And this song was playing. It was on the charts. In fact, we had four or five songs on the charts at one time. And I don't know what happened, but the world had changed and never to be the same again.
You're right. What did it feel like to be a young man from, you know, from
South Carolina,
very humble beginnings, and find out that your song, your voice, your music was being danced to in the White House?
Yeah, once it happens,
it happens. You have, you know, there's something about love and failure. You have no control over love, failure, or success. It happens to you. The best thing to do is try to deal with it.
Over the years that you and I have known each other, in the times that I've talked to you, you have always been a very humble, a very nice, and a very sincere man. That's a very difficult thing to maintain in this business.
Really? I don't think so. I think the most important thing in the whole world is to be yourself and don't do anything that doesn't make you feel good. And if something doesn't make you feel right, don't do it. And let's face it, we can only drive one car, have one meal, live in one house, have one love, or whatever it is. And no matter how much money you get or success you get, those things never change. So why complicate things?
Chevy, you do a lot of gigs every year. I mean, you're on the road. You love being on stage, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you can tell.
I have creative control when I'm on stage. And then again, I'm doing something that I don't know what's going to happen next. It's like being in the ring. You never know when you get socked on the face. You know, maybe not a good comparison, but on the stage, I'm continually creating things that continue to make people happy. That's what I try to do. Even when I go on stage, I never know the order of songs I'm going to sing.
Really?
I don't know the order because I don't know how the people are going to feel.
Mm-hmm. What's this new venture zombie that you have coming out?
Well, every dance you do is either the pony or the fly or the twist. And all these and all these dances are all really the same. And I just thought, when we did the zombie, what we did was having a joke, you know. Lee, who handles a lot of my business, you know, approached K-Tel with this song. And he did some business in New York with Madison Square Garden. And a guy in Madison Square Garden loved it. And then all of a sudden it became something. It's going to be the national, you know, song of Madison Square Garden. And it's a fun thing. And it's a zombie song. You know what the zombies like? They walk and they're the living walking dead.
Yes, I know.
And it's just cute. It's cute. You
That's
know, something says, I want to do the zombie, but I got to be careful. I'm going to call my mommy. You know, because it's hip and it's fresh and it's contemporary and it has a little rap in it and also has some fun in it and has some and it's cute.
I'm looking forward to that.
And I happen to get involved with it.
Chevy, I know you're on a tight schedule. You got some stuff that you got to do over there before your concert this evening, but I appreciate you joining us on the show. It's always nice having you here, and we just got to get together a little bit more often over the years to come. And again, Chevy, a belated happy birthday to you, my friend. This past October 3rd, you turned 82 years old, and it's special for me that you are joining us on the show and sounding great at 82.
It's really very special.
And I have a little trivia for you with regards to Chevy. I'm sure everybody knows that that's not his birth name. That wasn't what was given to him when he was born. But when they were trying to find a clever name for him, the person who thought up the idea was Dick Clark's wife. And she said, why don't you name him after Fats Domino? Fats Domino. Chubby Checker. Pretty clever. And he said, I'm in. And that's why he's Chubby Checker. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands! Oh, you're looking good! I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
A news update. With Israel warning people to leave northern Gaza as the war rages with Hamas, Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave before an expected ground offensive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack. Hamas has told residents to stay and vows to fight to the end. Kaiser Permanente reached a tentative contract agreement with union workers. The tentative labor agreement comes about a week after roughly 75,000 healthcare workers, excluding doctors, walked off the job for 3 days. The walkout was the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The union was seeking higher pay and increased hiring, among other items. Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And our next guest is extremely interesting, and her book is just that, too. The subject matter sometimes isn't always a subject that you want to talk about. The name of the book is The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. Joining us right now is its author, and also she's a reporter for the New York Times, ABC News, Air and Space Magazine, and the popular blog Flying Lessons, Christine Negroni.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. I have to tell you that I devoured this book. And you and I probably have a lot in common because I know that as a child, your dad used to take you to the end of the runway in Miami to watch all the planes come in and take off. And I can remember my father in a small town in Pennsylvania doing the very same thing to me, getting me hooked very early on airplanes. But you've taken it a step further and over the past 20 years investigating air crashes. This is a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And we're going to talk about it today.
Okay. Before we're done, I'm going to leave you with the point that this book is not a downer. Mm-hmm. This is an upper. This book is an upper.
Right. Well, I'm a fan, and I shouldn't say it that way because it sounds grotesque, but Air Emergency, Why Planes Crash, and NBC, Air Disasters, only because of the fact, and people think I'm crazy because they say, why do you watch these? Doesn't it scare you? And I'm not the best flyer in the world. But what I find, Christine, is the more you know about this equipment, the better you can understand it. And I think when you are up there at the 37,000 feet at 600 miles an hour, you need to understand at least some of the principles, not just, hey, how did this happen?
Right.
How did you get involved with some of these great investigations? Because, you know, they find out how a 747 crashes with something the size of your baby fingernail.
Sometimes it's true. You know, it's a CSI of the air, basically. I mean, the way accidents are investigated and that all of the contributing sciences that go into air accident investigations, it's physics, it's chemistry, it's electrochemistry and magnetics, it's psychology and human performance, it's ergonomics, it's a lot of things, and they all come together, and that's what I find so fascinating, and I suspect that's why you like it so much, is because it's not simple, it's complex, but ultimately logical. And if you can boil it down to, this happened because of these logical series of events, I think it does give you some control back. So you don't feel like I'm hurtling through the air in this great, like, magic of an airplane. It's not magic. It's completely logical. It goes with the laws of physics. And, you know, and I think understanding that's your way of sort of coping with aviation is that you realize that, you know, the more I know about it, the more sense it all makes. I think that's a sensible way to go at it.
Well, and I also think that you have to appreciate the fact that all of the things that occur in a flight are so well gone over and still the safest way to travel. I mean, the problem with airline crashes is they gain so much notoriety because it's such a catastrophic event. 200 people, 150 people, 17 people, where you have more people dying on a weekend on highways. You just don't hear about it because it's one, two, three at a
yes,
time.
Yes, because they die one at a time. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
It's exactly correct. And plus, we only hear about the big events. You know, an airliner crashes and 70 people die. Trust me, everyone hears that news. But they don't hear the news necessarily when an airplane lands with no gear and it skids to safety. Okay, it might make the evening news, but you don't hear about that accident. You don't hear about the turbulence event in which three people might have gotten, you know, bumped around, but everybody landed and everything was fine. But those are the bulk. Those non-fatal events are the bulk of accidents, and the reason they're the bulk of accidents is because we've learned how to handle even situations when they go awry. So at the beginning of our conversation, Ron, I said my book is not a downer. This is why, because there's a big section at the end of the book where I talk about how we learn from the success, the Sullenbergers of the world. Sullenberger, while he did write a lovely blog, a lovely blurb for my book, he's not in my book. And that's intentional because Sullenberger is not the only person out there who pulls the fat out of the fire. And in the end of my book, I interview six airline pilots who had remarkable saves near catastrophes averted. And they were averted by one thing, the quick thinking, novel problem-solving skills of the people in the front of the airplane. It's such an important lesson. Why? Not because your chances of being on one of those near disasters is so great, but because I think all of us in our daily lives and everything we do, radio hosting, writing books, being a parent, we can learn from success that in ways that will make us all perform better in life. And that's the, when I said uplifting, that's the uplifting message in my book.
You know, we hear so many times about entertainers who are lost in airplane crashes. Luciano Pavarotti was in an airplane crash of a big airplane, I mean like a 707, and survived. That story never hit the headlines. I mean, these are things that are, you know, buried because it's not big news. But you talk about the chain of events. The result of an accident is never one circumstance. It's always a chain of events. And I know that to be the case because I watch all these television shows, okay? What amazes me is that how you come up with the different solutions, and you call it
Occam's razor. Well,
Occam's
he was a philosopher.
Razor.
His philosophy was that simplicity really does matter. The things are much more likely to happen by a simple means than a complex means. And I use that basically to refute some of these theories about what happened on Malaysia 370. You know, that somebody took control of the airplane from the E&E Bay and, you know, flew it to Kazakhstan, or that, you know, the plane was taken to Diego Garcia where the government is conducting experiments. I mean, there's all sorts of nonsensical theories about what happened to Malaysia 370. And when I took on, you know, my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370, what I wanted to do was say, look, what do we know has happened that's similar to what happened here? Because if it's happened before, that already tells me it's possible, as opposed to, you know, somebody hijacked the plane using some sort of, you know, digital blah, 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 and flew it off to, you know, to parts unknown. That hasn't happened before, therefore it's less likely to happen. So really I use Occam's razor to basically say, you know, what do we know could have happened? Mm-hmm. And that's where I start, that's my starting point for what happened to Malaysia 370, which I theorize about in my book.
There's a fascinating pictorial, too. A couple of things that really grabbed me was the crash of Helos Flight 522, where they failed to set the pressurization when they took off from Cyprus, which really began the checklist routine. The other thing was the Comet. You know, that always kind of got me. That plane had so many problems in the first 2 years, just falling apart in the air, even though it was a very uniquely styled airplane with the engines built into the wings. And I remember this as a child, when Secretary of the UN Dag Hammarskjöld was killed in a plane crash in 1961, and I didn't realize he was in a DC-6, kind of an antiquated piece of equipment for somebody that high up on the ladder.
Yeah, you know, they use charters. The UN has its own air service. Basically, they have a whole air operation in which they fly dignitaries around, and these are not necessarily the newest aircraft. So, you know, I don't know the politics that go on in the UN, but I suspect that was the case back then as well. You talked about a number of different things in my book. I guess the one I'd like to talk about is the Helios 522, because it really is a remarkable story. And, you know, this was a case somewhat similar. I mean, this really is the building block for my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370. People don't know about Helios 522, and it's kind of a crazy story. The pilots took off from Cyprus and they failed to pressurize the aircraft. And as it exceeded 12,000 feet inside, the masks dropped and the pilots got a warning, but they were already mentally compromised and they didn't actually respond the way they should have, which is to get that airplane back down to where people could breathe unassisted.
Right.
Instead, the airplane continued to fly and the pilots tried to diagnose the problem, getting stupider and stupider with every minute. And when I say stupid, I mean because they didn't have enough oxygen to keep their brains working. So there they were making stupid mistakes and errors in judgment as the plane continued to fly on automatic pilot until finally they passed out.
Yeah.
And in the back, all these passengers with oxygen masks on also passed out. And the plane continued to fly until it ran out of fuel and crashed into a mountain. Now that's really, as far as I'm concerned, a blueprint of what happened on Malaysia 370 with some differences in the facts. But all the other behavior of that airplane turning around, flying north, flying west, flying south, it makes no logical sense. And that's why I attribute that airplane accident, Malaysia 37, to a similar case of pilots being robbed of their ability to think because they didn't have enough oxygen.
Wow, fascinating stuff. Thanks, Christine, and we want to have you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been Christine Negroni, the author of the book The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. The more you learn about flight, the more you feel safer. And there's more to come with
Extend Your Life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I've been touched by an angel, really touched by an angel. I have hope, I have choice, since I heard that voice telling me all is well. I've been touched by an angel. Deeply touched by an angel. What a perfect release. I can feel the peace, happiness words can't tell.
And that is the great Jello Reese singing the theme from the television show Touched by an Angel. And our next guest is an actress, producer, author, and she was well known and still is, was Monica on Touched by an Angel. She's gone on to produce several miniseries, including The Bible Continues, Ben-Hur, Resurrection, and she has a brand new book out, comes out today, very excited about this, and it is called A Message in the Moon. Joining us right now is Roma Downing. Hi, Roma, how are you? Welcome to the show. You haven't been with us a long time.
I know, but thank you for having me back. I'm still here. I'm still trying to be a light worker.
This is a big day for you, though, because your release of a book called A Message in the Moon. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is. It's the birthday of my book. You know, when you've worked on a project, particularly a project that's close to your heart, and you finally get to share it, it's very exciting. This, the inspiration for this came really from my parents. My mother had passed when I was just a little girl, and I was especially close to my father. And so when it came time to leave home for college, I grew up in Ireland and I was going to university in England. My father took me outside to the garden and he pointed to the night sky and he said, look, wherever you go in the world, that moon is going to be looking down on me. The moon is going to be shining on you. And if you're sad or if you're homesick or if you miss me, just look to the moon because I'll leave you a message in the moon. And that became the inspiration for this book. I thought, you know, so many times little children in particular, they get anxious about mom going off to work, or they get anxious that when they hear that their best friend is moving out of town, or even if they're going to go to sleepover camp for the first time, the anxiety that comes from separation is a very common thing for young children. And so I thought if I could incorporate this idea of the moon being a connector and the moon being able to connect us with love and reassurance, wouldn't that be a great thing for little kids? So I collaborated with a wonderful illustrator called Holly Haddam, and she's helped me bring my story to life in beautiful color with really great images. We've come up with this lovely storybook that I really hope parents and grandparents will get back into the habit of lying on the covers with their little ones at night and tangibly holding a book in their hands, turning the pages, discovering story together, and in this case a story that will allow the children to feel that love and to feel safe and to be able to go to sleep, you know, feeling the reassurance that they're not alone. You know, I think that's something, particularly in this day and age. You know, we've been looking at the news this week. It's been a particularly terrible news cycle with so much heartache and hurt and horror in the world that we're living in. And you got to think that the children are hearing this. They got to be absorbing some of this. Probably they don't understand what's going on, but you have to imagine it's scary for our children to be hearing snippets of this terrible news. I just think that reading to your children at night can be a great way just of resetting them, of reassuring them, of making them feel safe. And A Message in the Moon is designed for that reason, just to make your child feel safe, safe and loved.
Well, you know, the unique thing about this is, when I heard about that, I actually, last night, looked up at the moon. I'm thinking to myself, you know, a lot of times you feel like you're alone in this world. And even though it's applicable and targeted to the youth, I think it's a good message for us adults every once in a while to look up there and say, you know, I got a friend with you because you're always there. And I did that. And I thought to myself, I said, I can't believe I'm doing that.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I don't know if you remember last week there was a really great supermoon.
Yes.
And everybody was talking about the supermoon, you know. Well, my children know, you know, this moon legacy I've shared with them over the years, what my dad did with the moon. And last month my daughter took a picture of the supermoon on her, just on her own, you know, but she texted it to me. And she said underneath, that mom, I left you a message in the moon.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we use the moon in our family. I never see the moon, don't think of the love of my family. And I'm always reminded too, you know, that the moon has no light. You know, the moon is just a reflection of light of the sun. And so I like to imagine that all the love that we send to the moon becomes a reflection, and the moon just shines the love back to us, you know. So yeah, if you are feeling lonesome, just take a look at that moon, because there's a lot of people looking at it all over the world, and it's a great connector.
You just brought up something I was going to say. They always talk about things that are common denominators. Like, in my business, I always say music is the common denominator, because actually it doesn't make a difference what kind of music you like, as long as you like it, because so many people have so many tastes. In the moon is a common denominator, just like you said. Over in the Middle East, where all this problem is taking place, in the Ukraine, in Chicago, in New Bend, Indiana, wherever you're at, you all have a common denominator, the moon.
That's right. No, that's right. And you can send a little love to it, or you could send a little prayer to it, you know? And maybe that little prayer would shine down on somebody else that's needing it right now. Let's face it, there's a lot of need in the world right now. You know, it's a time for us to be prayerful and to be hopeful, that we can bring people together, that we can remember that we belong to each other. But it has to begin with our kids. My kids are grown. I don't have grandchildren yet. I'm eager for them. You know, I really encourage grandparents and parents alike, and, you know, that as we approach the holiday season, to consider this lovely book, A Message in the Moon, as a gift for someone you love. It's a meaningful gift, but it's also just a beautiful little book.
I do have a couple of grandchildren. I have a little grandson who's 10 and a granddaughter who is 7, and I am getting this.
Uh-huh.
Now, even before you even said it'd be a good gift, I had planned to get this, because it is just right up their alley, and it should be up everybody's alley. Now, the big question, Roma, how can we get it? Of course, it's out today, so how can we get it?
Yes, well, you know, it's available anywhere that books are sold. You know, I would suggest maybe the easiest way to get it is probably on Amazon. I think most
sure.
people are connected to Amazon. And you could order it today and probably have it tomorrow if you did that, you know, or your support your local bookstore. It's, it's arrived. I'm so excited. You know, I've been working on it, thinking about it for a while, and now I finally get to share it. So,
I'm so glad you did.
It's my book's birthday.
There you go. I invite you to come back anytime. Please don't wait as long as you have in the past to join us. We'd love to have you.
Thank you.
Sensational lady.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. Thank you for your support and lots of love.
Thank you so much. Our guest has been Roma Downing, and of course, she is so well known for so many things. Inspirational, indeed, is her main genre, and she played Monica, the popular kind-hearted angel on Touched by an Angel, and her brand new book is out right now, A Message in the Moon. It's released today. Great illustrated children's book, and needed at this time. And there's more to come.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's a wrapper on hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this past hour, and they include now retired talk show legend Maury Povich, 82-year-old Chubby Checkers, Christina Negroni, and Roma Downey. Next hour, from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris will be here, formerly with Yes, now a single artist, and I tell you something, he has been penning all kinds of soundtracks for great motion pictures, and he's got a brand new CD out, Trevor Rabin, opera star Renee Fleming, and in our lifestyle segment, Jason Tarkic. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. So stick around, we're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.